In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello, I'm Sarah Utterbach.
I'm Clinton Utterbach.
We're continuing in the lesson that we've been sharing this week, Expected Conduct in God's House. And if you don't have a code of ethics, if you don't have a code of conduct and dress and all in God's house, starting with you physically as His temple, and then, of course, the facility that we assemble in, I'm telling you, it's not according to the Bible. You'd have to have boundaries and standards for people to function in order to know what is acceptable and pleasing in God's sight. And we're not talking about Mother Hubbard shoes and a number of other things that we grew up with as children, but we certainly are talking about modesty, decency, and an order.
But I want to read this letter because it blessed me and grieved me at the same time. It says, "Dear pastors, me in particular, are glad that God brought us out of bondage. We were bound in church. We had to stand in line to pay tithes and first fruits besides the tithes. Then sit down and stand up again for the offering line up for $100, $50, $25, $10, $5, $3, $2, and $1 lines at every service. Each member over 18 years had to give $1,000 every year, pay the pastor $25 for every holiday, including Mother's Day, pay 10 or more for her husband's birthday and her children's birthday, pay $25 every week for the pastor's aid, $5 a week for choir dues, sell or buy 10 tickets every month for a concert, sell or pay for 10 tickets every October for a special dinner, and those tickets were $50 each. Help pay Con Edison. Offering was taken at every prayer service. Each organization, elders, missionaries, choir members, cooking, cleaning, etc., had to pay $10 each month to keep a license. In other words, they were given a license to cook. They were given a license to clean the church. Cleaning, etc., had to pay $10 each month to keep a license for elders, deacons, missionaries. It had to be renewed each year for the cost of $10. When a member died, the members had to give an offering to that member's family. When the pastor went on vacation, a special offering was taken up. Of course, she took up every offering. She held two large pails. It took from 20 minutes to sometimes more than an hour to collect the offerings. Then she would give the two pails to her son, and he would take them into her office. I had to cook and sell food, chicken dinners, fish dinner, every Saturday from noon to 7 p.m., and also on Sunday after the service. I had to use my own money to buy the food. I had to prepare the food and bake cakes and pies, then pack the food in my car, bring it to the church, set it up in the lobby, sell it, and turn the money over to her son. My husband would help me because he felt sorry for me. He would shop for me and help me cook, and I even washed the pots and pans when I got home. He would spend those Saturdays with me when I was selling the food because I was only home on holidays. Her profession kept her away all week long, 5 days a week, and she said, and I sold food every Saturday. All day on Sunday. I taught Sunday school at 11 a.m. Service was supposed to begin at noon, but most of the time, 99% of the time, the pastor didn't get to church before 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and we would never get out of church until 6 or 7, and then I had to sell the food, clean up, and didn't get home until after 8 o'clock. We also had to help pay for the pastor's new cars and her daughter's school tuition. But the pastor said, look at my car, but don't touch my car or my children. Every year when we had convocation for 7 days, I had to cook and sell the food all 7 days. We had to give offerings and give the pastor and her son and every guest speaker a gift all 7 days. This was the only time communion was served once a year. at convocation. The pastor said the members were not ready to take communion. She said God sent her to us, and she stood on Ezekiel 2, verses 1 through 5, especially verse 5, because she said we were a rebellious people. She came from Philadelphia, and she said everybody that spoke against her got killed, every one of them. If we left the church, we would die. Don't go visit other churches. Don't have Bible study with other members in your home. Don't tell her anything that God said, because he talks to her and he'll let her know everything he wants her to know. She says all black women saints go to sea and give all their money to white men ministries. I took my mother and two other members to a particular place to see Brother Hagin. When the pastor heard that I had gone to that service, she got up in the pulpit and said, "The Holy Ghost is in New York and not in Albany." Well, where is Albany? But anyway, then she told the church, listen, then she told the church that I only like white ministers, not black ministers. I said out loud, "I love all of God's people. I don't care what color they are." After service, she rebuked me and said, "Don't answer me in front of people." She said I was out of order. She was always preaching about me from the pulpit. And yet, when she got behind in her mortgage payments, she would ask me to write her a check for $1,000 to pay her rent, or her mortgage was $1,000 a month. She never gave the money back. I had to cook for the many guest speakers, let them stay overnight at my house because she didn't have the money to pay a hotel bill. We heard all the time, "This is my ministry and no one's going to take my ministry from me. This is my church. God brought or sent you here because no other pastor wants you, because you are rebellious people." When I first attended that church service, we're being held in a particular place. She said, "I attended with my neighbor who invited me. There was no altar call until the fourth week. We received no information about salvation. I couldn't ask a family member because not one of them was saved. Yet God directed and led me how to read the Bible. We had to raise and give money to get a building. It was a particular school that had closed. I'll tell you how she became a bishop. Then I will close this letter. A lady evangelist who was a hireling came to the church. They became friends, and that lady asked a bishop from North Carolina to come and ordain her to be a bishop. He came and brought three other churches with him. Before that day, that evangelist asked the members in our church for their credit cards so he would take pastor shopping. They got a new Cadillac, jewelry for the pastor and her husband, clothing for herself. I didn't give my card because I had to buy and cook all the food. Anyhow, so the bishop ordained her on Saturday night. The very next day, which was Sunday, she came to church and said, "From this day on, I am bishop. Call me bishop." If you gave her a check and bishop was not written on it, she would give it back and say, "Write me a new check and write bishop on it." At the very next service, which was Thursday, she came to the service and told us that the police had come to her home and she had to give the car back and all the clothes and jewelry. The police told her that the lady was wanted in many states. This is the one that ordained her bishop. "And I want you and Pastor Clinton to know that God took me out of Egypt, placed me in a church flowing with milk and honey. He's given me the best. I do thank God for saving me and used me to reach my mother and my husband and many relatives to Christ. We are in the church now where the love of God is evident. You and Pastor Clinton live a life. I know God is the center of your lives. You both obey God 100%. You love God and you love the work God has called you to do, and you love God's people. You don't have respect of persons. When folks leave the church, RLCC, you never say, 'I'm glad they left. I hope they won't come back.' You don't stand in the pulpit and run down their ministries or members. I never heard you say, 'This is my church. This is my ministry. These are my people.' We don't have to stand up every time you and Pastor Clinton enter the church, or stand when you leave. You don't have a nurse or a bodyguard. I didn't know, and I never heard, 'We must walk in love,' until I came to RLCC. We were told you can't give an offering sitting down, and sometimes we had to stand for over an hour. We had to stand during the preaching. Only one or two scriptures were read, and sometimes none. When she came to church upset, everybody knew it. I used to pray that the service would start on time. The devotional leader would be singing sometimes 2 hours alone before the pastor walked in. I thank God our services start on time and you're right there. God is a timely God, and at RLCC, everything is done decently and in order. You bring God's very best guest. You treat them the same way you would treat Jesus, with love. We love you, and we know you love us. You know many of God's leaders are doing things that are right in their, not right in their own minds, but you're led by God, and God's ways is the only way. I thank God every day for sending us to RLCC and for you too. He caused you always to obey him. Pastor Clinton said the last time when he was in the hospital and God visited him and gave him something to do, he wrote it down on a sheet of paper. He completed everything God told him to do, even beginning to learn Spanish. God would be happy if all leaders in the body of Christ would obey him. He's pleased with you, and he can trust you. He loves you, and I do too. And so with that, my question was, how could this happen? This happened in New York, not in the backwoods of Mississippi. This happened in New York. How could it happen? Let me tell you how it could happen. No accountability and no limits where the leadership is concerned. Leadership lacking in knowledge of the Word of God, or lacking in reverence for God and his love for his people. The possibility that the person wasn't even saved. Emotional attachments to their family without regard for anyone else's family. And finally, wants numbers of people, not quality people, regardless of the numbers.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the Internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and his word will work for you.